I'm not teaching my brand new tenants anything about how I run my business. You're going to give these folks who passed your rental application process keys to your investment property, and you're not going to sit there and watch them all the time.
You're listening to 5-Hour Real Estate Week, where you'll learn to consistently buy real estate in only 5 hours a week. So if you're ready to invest in real estate, achieve financial freedom, and own the lifestyle you deserve, even with your job, this is the show for you. Now, here's your host, Mike Butler.
Hello, fellow investors, and welcome to the 5-Hour Real Estate Week podcast. I'm your host, Mike Butler, and today's topic is something that hopefully is going to throw you a curveball and make your brain think a little bit here. So today's topic is, are tenants your customers? Now, chew on that. And the reason I ask that is because I used to think the same thing. And when I travel around the country and I'm teaching different workshops or boot camps or landlord certification training, I would ask folks in the room, raise your hand. Who thinks that your tenants are your customers? And you'd be surprised. About 2/3 of the folks in the room would raise their hand saying that their tenants are their customers. Okay, let's move on to step two. Now, so if you believe that, what's that famous retail slogan that everybody and their brothers heard? Okay, the customer's always right. Remember that one? The customer's always right. Now replace the word customer with tenant. So the tenant's always, I don't think so. The tenant is not always right. Therefore, they're not your customer. And somebody shake their head, blah, 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 blah. That's okay. That's why you're here. That's why you're investing your time here to learn these things, because I went through the school of hard knocks as well. So tenants are not your customers. I want you to think of this, for example, relationship-wise, not legally, but relationship-wise, I think you're going to find that your tenants are more like real employees. Okay, think about this. Now, good employees. How long do you want to keep a good employee? Just 12 months and then let them go? No. Don't you want to keep good employees forever? What else do you do with good employees? Don't good employees have to have training? Yes, they do. Do good employees have to have some kind of incentivize them to stay? Call it good employee retention. So you got to take care of them. They got to have benefits. And you can't just worry about the bad ones and ignore the good ones, because the good ones are the ones you want to keep forever. So what do you do if you get a bad employee? Well, you got two choices. One is if you inherited them, you just bought the company and you inherit a bad employee or two. Number one, I would suggest you to retrain them. And then if they still fail, guess what happens? They get fired. They get evicted. All right. So let's go back to when I was in high school. And in my town, back when I was in high school, there was a chain of grocery stores called Winn-Dixie. And now they're just way down south in Florida somewhere. I'm not sure where else. But anyway, so I worked there. That was a good job to have when you were in high school, because they paid so much compared to Kroger's that had union employees. So I applied for a job to be a part-time bag boy at the Winn-Dixie supermarket after I got out of school. And so they took me in the back where the employees' little picnic table was, I guess, lunch break area. And they brought in the TV and a VCR and VHS tapes. And I had to watch, I'm going to guess, at least one, if not two, videotapes on how to sack groceries. I'm not kidding. It probably took anywhere from 2 to 3 hours for me to go through this training. So I go through the training, and then they have one of the head cashiers. She rounds up some groceries in a buggy, brings them back there to me where I'm in the employee lunch area, and gives me some paper bags back then and said, here, sack these groceries. And so I had to sack real groceries as a test. And I had to pass that test on sacking groceries properly before I could graduate and get my green apron to go up to the front of the store and start sacking, bagging real groceries for real customers. Now, think about that. That was for just a little bit above a minimum wage job, working part-time, and I had at least 2 hours of training. Okay, let's go into our world now as rental property owners. How much time do you spend with a new tenant when it's time to sign the papers, collect the money, security deposit, give them the keys, move-in inspection and forms, blah, 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 blah. I can tell you when I got started, I did not know what I was doing, and I really screwed up. I started off with an Office Depot rental application, probably even an Office Depot lease. I didn't know any better. And so I would meet the folks generally at the house that they were going to rent, and we use the kitchen counter as the table, it's an office. And so I'd say, here, initial the bottom of each page here, and then sign the bottom of this. Give me that money here. Let me count it. So I'd count out my rent, and I'd count out my security deposit. And then I'm going to check and make sure they got that, and I got a valid photo ID, got their application with me. And then I'd give them the keys to the house, and boom, we're done. And how long does that take? 5 to 7 minutes? At least I was with them there in person, right? Some of you might do this. How many times have you done it on the hood of your truck or the trunk of your car? Are you going to Wendy's and sat in a restaurant and try to be more professional and do that? Now, look, I'm not beating you up. I'm telling you, I did the very same thing. And what I realized was I'm not teaching my brand new tenants anything about how I run my business. What is expected of them? What's not? Remember the bag boy training? I had 2 hours of training to learn how to bag groceries. Now, think about this. You're going to give these folks who passed your rental application process, you're going to give them keys to your investment property, and you're not going to sit there and watch them all the time. So think about this. Let's say you got a factory and you got an assembly line, some kind of process, and station number 26 needs a new employee. Okay. So you hire a new employee and you just let them walk in there. What are they going to do? Are they going to know what to do? No, they're going to bring everything that they've done in their previous experience dealing with landlords, dealing with other employers, and that's what they're going to bring to the table, so to speak. I don't want them to bring all that garbage from previous landlords. I want to get them squared away right on the same page from day one. So we're both on the same page from the get-go. And that, my friends, we call it our new tenant orientation training. It's a 16-minute video now. We call it Let's Have a Little Rent Talk. And you can use it for renewing tenants too. So that wraps up this one. Are tenants your customers? Heck no. Tenants are not your customers. Mindset-wise, I want you to think of them as your employees. That makes you the employer. That makes a rental application a job application, because you're going to put them in this rental property that you got. So adios. See you on the next one. Stay tuned.
Glad you joined us for another episode of 5-Hour Real Estate Week. The best thing you can do now is put this information to action. To help you get started, Mike created a free resource for you called How to Buy 50 Houses a Year, Even with Your Job. Download it now by going to mikebutler.com/50houses. And we'll see you on the next episode.